G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M. You and Grant. Now, as Karcher has talked about, we've got teacher strikes taking place across the southeast and across the state today. First time in over 10 years. If you'd like to know whether your school is affected, we've got all the details online at triplem.com.au with all the schools affected from right the way across the state. And a big shout out, my goodness, what a night it has been for the Limestone Coast at the Arias. Casey Chambers almost made everybody cry with her speech. It was sensational. She was inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame. She is, of course, an ex-local, being born here in the Limestone Coast. And Scott Maxwell, my goodness, School Teacher of the Year, absolutely sensational news. Big congratulations to him and the family as well. Now, 963 Triple M, we're going to talk about these and many other stories across the day today. Of course, wild storms in Sydney, fires, 8,000 people evacuated in Queensland. There is so much to talk about across the morning.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, Mount Gambier's shopping spree for 2018. It all gets underway today. There are a number of businesses across the Limestone Coast, specifically here in Mount Gambier, who are doing amazing deals for the next 3 days. And tomorrow I am going to tell you more about it and be giving you the chance to win some pretty incredible giveaways as well. Businesses involved include Faith Jewelers, Red Gum Country, The Book Place, UFS Chemist, Intersport, Chapman's News Agency, Athlete's Foot, Atwood's Shoe Store, Petstock, That's Yarnies, Dactari Sport, Vanity Makeup Bar and Body Lounge, County Grey, Clockwise Jewelers, Arena Sports Store, and so many others. And right the way across the morning, I'm going to tell you all about businesses that are involved in what is going to be a sensational 3 days. Mount Gambier Shopping Spree for 2018 gets underway this morning from 9, and it's going to be absolutely huge. And tomorrow, as I broadcast live from the main corner, we'll be giving you the chance to win a whole host of giveaways, so make sure you listen out for how you can score big in the lead up to Chrissy.
You and Graham for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It is day 29 of Movember. Your last chance to help out the Movember Foundation to raise as much money as possible. And, of course, to help out the Mobros who are doing all this work to highlight a really great cause, which is, of course, men's health right the way across the country. I have got my Mo on, but this morning I'm getting a shellacking from people because I didn't smile in the photo. I'll try and smile in tomorrow's photo as we end the month in style for Movember. But whatever you do, in all seriousness, I've been talking about it right the way across the month. From mental health to suicide to testicular cancer to prostate cancer, these are the things that the Movember Foundation highlight. And it would be great to see if you know of anybody who is being a Mobro during the course of the month to support them, to help raise money for a great cause. All the details are online for you.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
I got to tell you, it has been a fantastic night for the Limestone Coast. And to tell you all about it this morning, Karcher is here with the details. Good morning.
Thank you, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, Mount Gambier music teacher Scott Maxwell has won big at the ARIA Awards overnight. Teachers are expected to walk off the job today as a part of planned industrial action. Regional communities like ours are continuing to battle the drug ice, according to new reports, and postal surveys have started to hit mailboxes this week. All of that in sport coming up soon.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
963 Triple M, giving you the chance to win $500 cold hard cash. Head to triplem.com.au. Go to our win page. All the details are there. I'll tell you more about it soon. Right now, though, last night, ARIA Awards took place and Casey Chambers made a speech that, well, pretty much made an awful lot of people right the way across Australia cry.
I think the two main things that I've learnt about the best way to survive in the music business is to always be true to yourself and to find your tribe. And I think that your real tribe will always encourage you to be true to yourself, and they won't try and change you into something that you're not. And I have just had the most amazing tribe that I could possibly ever imagine. My mum and dad, the two best role models that anyone could ever ask for. My mum My mum's down there. She's the most inspiring woman that I know. My mum has basically taught me over the years that being a bitch doesn't make you strong, and being strong doesn't make you a bitch. To know the difference between those two things. You can be strong and kind at the same time. My dad up there, the best advice that my dad ever gave me was, he said to me once, just don't be a dickhead. I know it doesn't sound very profound, but it actually has been the best advice to follow. Seriously, you don't need to be a dickhead to get ahead in this business. You really don't.
Now, on 963 Triple M, I'm not sure about profound either, by the way, but a bloody good speech. And I was just talking to a mate of mine, Brenton, who is a regular caller to the show. And Brenton and I were just musing about the fact that, Kasich, during the course of a number of years, has played so many gigs across the Limestone Coast, and at all of them has just been so down to earth and so giving of her time. And well, it just proves that that hard work and determination is going to get you far in life. And to get a ARIA Hall of Fame award last night, to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, is absolutely sensational.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Big shout out to the CFS this morning and everybody who was a volunteer with the CFS. We have a number of CFS volunteers who have headed towards Queensland to the bushfires, which are ravaging the state at the moment. There is some good news with the fire danger rating going down a little bit from catastrophic to severe. It's not much of a drop down, but 8,000 people have been evacuated from the bushfire zone. Hannah Rose Hayman is going to give us more details on that soon, because it is one of the stories that's going to dominate today. Also, Sydney and the wild storms that we saw yesterday, my goodness. Sydney is going to be cleaning up today after the storms that that ravaged the city for an entire 24 hours. It's hard to fathom that three people lost their lives because of the storms yesterday. This is one of the stories that Hannah Rose Hamer and the team are going to talk about. ARIAs as well. We'll find out what else is making news soon on Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Triple M. You and Grant for breakfast.
Now, if you jump online this morning to triplem.com.au, you are going to find all about the teacher strike taking place right the way across the state of South Australia today. First time in over 10 years that teachers have gone out on strike. There is going to be a bit of a march in the rail lands later this morning. Karch has been talking about it. And if you'd like to know what schools are closed this morning, what you need to do is jump online. As I say, we've got all the details at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. He was once a heartthrob, Nick Kershaw. Wouldn't it be good? It is 18 away from 7, and one of the really cool lift-outs in the pages of the papers around the Limestone Coast today is a Christmas spirit lift-out, and among many other things that you'll find in it, you will find some recipes from our favourite MPs from across the Limestone Coast. Troy Bell cooking a Christmas trifle, Nick McBride cooking mini steamed puddings, and Tony Passon making what looks like a very nice Christmas pudding as well. It's a really cool lift-out, by the way, if you are looking for ideas in the lead-up to Christmas. I can help you out in the lead up to Christmas. By the way, $500 cold hard cash tomorrow. First call is going to take place. Will I be calling you? Only if you've been lucky enough to enter the draw to see if I can make you a winner. Now, what you need to do is jump online, triplem.com.au/Limestone Coast. Go to our win page. There you are going to find a fantastic photo of me with the Christmas cash call. It's going to take place tomorrow. It's all thanks to the team at Clark Rubber, Mount Gambier Central, The Marketplace, Henry Post Jewellers, Red Gum Country, UFS Chemist, Cocky's Auto Pro, She's Apples, Anvil Electronics, Atwood Shoes, Arena Sports Store, McCourt's Garden Centre, the distributors, Sassy Gift Home Living, and a whole host of other businesses from right the way across the Limestone Coast. And let's face it, $500 cold hard cash. Who wouldn't want that if I was giving you a call tomorrow. Make sure you jump online, triplem.com.au. All the details are there on how you can enter.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M. Front page of the Border Watch today, a marine rescue call. A stricken yacht off the coast of Port Macdonald has reignited the push for a marine emergency rescue service. I'd love to know whether you think it's a great idea for the Limestone Coast. You can always have your say online on triplem.com.au, on our Facebook page and social media pages, or you can give me a call at any stage on 13 27 10. When it comes to the Millicent paper this morning, the South Eastern Times, there is talk of a farming fight. MacKillop MP Nick McBride has crossed the floor in a rare move, arguing the Liberal Party's Mining Act failed to address the imbalance between farmers and industry. And there's talk of a Millicent Parkland makeover. Work has started for the Wattle Range Council for their ambitious $2.1 million master plan, which is set to transform the Millicent Parklands and Civic Precinct. I cannot wait till it's all done. Also making news today in the Narra Court Herald, it is a fantastic photo of the councillors and Erica Vickery, the mayor for the Narra Court Lucindale Council. New beginning is the headline on the front page of the Narra Court Herald today. You can find out about these stories and a whole host of others in the local papers across the region. It is 9 away from 7. I've got more of the classics coming up for you as we get close to news and sport. And do not forget, whatever you do across the morning this morning, you want to jump online, triplem.com.au. $500 cold hard cash. It is the Triple M Christmas cash call. It's taking place tomorrow. Somebody in the Limestone Coast has got to win it. It may well be you if you enter at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. Bob Dylan and Neil Young are making headlines at the moment. They've just announced that they're going to do a headline to an enormous concert in Hyde Park next year. It is absolutely sensational news, and it'd be a fantastic concert to go to if you're lucky enough to be there. Now, on your local, locally, there is some really good news around the Limestone Coast at the moment. Not only did ex-local Casey Chambers pick up an induction into the ARIA Hall of Fame last night at the ARIA Awards, but local Scott Maxwell, teacher at Grant High School, also picked up an ARIA for the School Teacher of the Year Award. It is absolutely monumental news. We're going to try and catch up with Scott after 7 this morning, find out what last night was like, and of course how he's feeling this morning after being named the School Teacher of the Year. How incredibly cool is that? Coach is going to have some more details on that soon. Hannah Rose Hamer is going to stop by for a chat. We're going to talk about what's taken place in Sydney in the last 24 hours, the aftermath, the cleanup that's going to go on there, and of course the terrible situation with the fires in Queensland at the moment, which have seen a number of firefighters from across the state of South Australia and probably every state of Australia, let's face it, heading to help out with those fires in Queensland. We've got details in a moment. News is next.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
On 963 Triple M, we're going to talk fishing later on this morning. Craig Phelps is going to join me. I am going to catch up with the head of Food Bank here in the Limestone Coast. Lynn's going to join me for a chat. We're going to talk about what's going on locally with Food Bank because there's some cool stuff happening in the lead up to Christmas. And if I'm very, very lucky, fingers crossed, I am going to be able to talk to Scott Maxwell after 7:30. Not sure how that's going to go. We're going to give his mobile a call, see if he's up to having a chat this morning after winning an ARIA last night. Absolutely sensational news.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Earlier this week, I caught up with the team from the Salvos, and we found out that there are people in the Limestone Coast who are doing it tough in the lead up to Christmas. I am sure that the lady that I am about to talk to in a moment is probably going to echo those sentiments. Lynn joins me from Food Bank this morning. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Lynn, tell me a little bit about Food Bank locally and how many meals you provide during the course of any given time, whether it be a month or a year.
Yeah. So in South Australia, 117,260 people access Food Bank a month, and one third of these are children. In our local Limestone Coast region, in 16-17, we put out 75,000 kilos of food, and that has seemed to be doubled in the last financial year. So we've put out 152,000 kilos of food, which equates to 334,000 meals. That's just in our Limestone Coast region. So, you know, we are struggling at the moment. We're needing help with more food.
Lynn, that is heartbreaking, those statistics.
It is. It's very sad. I guess we look at it that, you know, we're lucky to have food bank in our region, that we can help these people, that, you know, and it's not just unemployed people. It could be your neighbour. You know, there's lots of reasons for them to access a food bank.
And there are a lot of people who are working poor at the moment as well due to the struggles of everyday life.
That's it. It's bill shock, cost of living, you know, rents, fuel. Obviously, in a country area, that's a big thing as well. We're disadvantaged that way. So it's not, like I said, not just unemployment. There's lots of reasons. None of us know really what's around the corner. And for whatever reason, people may need to use food bank.
Which is why we are very fortunate that food bank exists here in the Limestone Coast. Lynn, there's some pretty cool stuff going on in the lead up to Chrissy. And there's lots of opportunities for those who are more fortunate than others to help out in the lead up to Chrissy Day.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually running a food drive from now until the 14th of December. We've been very fortunate. Vince Versailles, who's our ambassador, has got on board, and he has kindly offered to match can for can that we get between now and the 14th of December. So that is fantastic. We are looking for canned meals, canned vegetables, tuna, canned fruit, spaghetti, all your basic pantry items that, you know, most people should have in their cupboard but don't always have. And we have a few drop-off points around the town. So obviously the Safe Home Builders is number one, Jets Mount Gambier, Salts of the Earth, and of course here at Food Bank.
And next week I hear that there's going to be a canned food drive as well.
Yes, including that on the 8th of December on Saturday, we'll be in the Coles car park where we'll have a barbecue can drive. You rattle the cans. And also we'll be outside of Foodland as well. So there's going to be great opportunities for everyone to donate. And I just think, you know, if everyone buys a can when they shop and put it in the purple food bins around the town, then we can easily hit that 1,000 cans that we're aiming for.
Now, Lynn, if people aren't able to donate in the lead up to Chrissy, but they'd like to help out, you're always looking for volunteers and stuff as well.
Yeah, volunteers to help with the actual food drive on the Coles Day. So if anyone's interested, they can give me a call here at Food Bank. So it's always, you know, food, funds or help. So anything is greatly appreciated.
Lynn, good luck. We're going to talk more about the care drive next week. And, of course, for anybody that would like to help out and donate some food to Food Bank, there are ample opportunities across the next fortnight to do so. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast. Ewan Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
Time to catch up with Katja and find out what's making news across the Limestone Coast. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, teachers across the region and the state are set to walk out of the classroom voting to take industrial action. The Salvation Army are speaking out against the drug ICE, saying it's ravaging through communities. Grant High School's Scott Maxwell has won big at the ARIA Awards overnight. And locals are expected to have their say on the proposed community and recreation hub, Market Solutions sending out surveys. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now on 963 Triple M, I was talking yesterday to the member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, about the possibility of having rail services come back to the Limestone Coast. You can find out all about that chat on our catch-up simply by jumping online to triplem.com.au. But one of the reasons that I wanted to highlight that is the fact that South Australia has withdrawn its funding from the 130-year service of the overland train between Adelaide and Melbourne. Now, apparently, the service has seen people drop off. It costs about $30,000 or $300,000 a year in subsidies, and the state government has pulled out of that, which is going to be sad for the overlander, I can guarantee.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Last night on the night shift, Dick Smith was talking to Luke. Now, he said some very interesting comments that I'm going to talk about later on this morning. But when it comes to news around the Limestone Coast and further afield, of course, the Queensland fires and the storms in Sydney are going to dominate today. The ARIAs are something that Katja is talking about this morning. So is the national news team. And when it comes to the ARIAs, last night was very, very interesting in a lot of ways. Not only did Casey Chambers make an awful lot of people cry with her speech, hands down the best speech of the night, but Well, Bob Geldof was a little bit of a train wreck at the end of the awards, talking to Keith Urban, who was hosting the event. It's caused a lot of controversy on social media this morning and overnight as well, and lots of people wondering what he was doing up on stage.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
On your local 963 Triple M, we're giving you the chance at some pretty cool stuff at the moment. Tomorrow, down at the main corner, 12 to 3, I am going to have a whole heap of giveaways taking place. We are putting Mount Gambier on sale. 3 big days. The shopping spree is on. Make sure you visit participating businesses to save yourself a bundle in the lead up to Chrissy. I'm also giving you the chance at $500 cold hard cash tomorrow as part of our Christmas call. But one of the other things that's going on at the moment, if you are waiting for summer to happen here in the Limestone Coast, I am giving Triple M Club members the chance to win a family holiday for four to the Gold Coast to stay in the Triple M Summer Beach House. It sounds lovely. We are going to hook you up with flights, 5 nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money is all yours. We're going to throw in passes to Dreamworld and $500 to fill your fridge. You can head to triplem.com.au now. Make sure you're a member of the Triple M Club. Make sure you enter the draw for our $500 cash call tomorrow. And remember, the brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast, they do not do ordinary.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Talking fishing, Craig Phelps joins me from Spot On Fishing. G'day, mate.
How are you?
I am good. Now, mate, weather-wise on the weekend, a little showery, but it's not going to deter the fishos.
No, the only thing, Saturday, Sunday, I've been checking it out sort of almost every couple of hours. It just keeps changing. Right up until Saturday afternoon, it's absolutely glorious, especially Friday. Friday night will be an absolute perler in the surf. But Saturday, once it swings around from the north to the west, I think they're talking up to 25 knots, maybe a little bit stronger. So, yeah, I'd be really planning on fishing Friday night if you're a surf fisher, or if you're going to go to chase offshore species, Friday looks like a perler. Saturday morning, maybe, but just keep an eye on it. We all know what the southeast weather's like, but at the moment, Saturday night, going to be a little bit dodgy by the looks. I think we're in for a bit of wind, but gee whiz, the last week the fishing has been fabulous. Mullawite everywhere.
Wow.
Coorong, I've seen photos of fish to well over a metre. The 28 mile has been a popular spot. Those fishing the far west coast have just had an amazing month. I've seen quite a few mullawite to 80-odd pound. Just incredible fishing up that way. It's a long way to go, but a lot of the local lads that are really keen quite often we'll do 2 or 3 trips a year. Gee, it's amazing how far they'll go to catch a mulloway, but The mulloway fishing right across the state has been extraordinary. A few reasonable fish around Browns through to Piccaninny. I haven't seen any real big mulloway down that way, up into the 80s. Nice fish. And the river, plenty of mulloway in the river. They seem to have moved up a little bit. Most of the better fish have been probably Dry Creek through to Sandy Waterhole. But, yeah, it just seems to be, the last couple of months, incredible mulloway fishing right throughout the state. Other fishing of note, they're still getting tuna to 100-plus kilos, still down to the east off Port Macdonald. Last weekend, I think there were 2 fish caught down around 40-odd metres on the Victoria and South Australia border. Those with good electronics, so there are quite a few fish down there, but they're staying on the bottom there. You've just got to be in the right spot when they come up and feed. But, amazing fishing. Like, some of these fish are up to 140-odd kilos. So,
wow.
While the weather remains okay, I think Thursday, Friday, there will be boats galore down there. I think Portland, Port Fairy, where they have been fishing well in the past, they've slowed down now. So we're getting a lot of Vicky boats across, putting in at Port Mac. So it'll be a little bit chaotic down there, especially with the cray season open. Boats everywhere, but good fun. Just be a little respectful. Be respectful of the professionals. You've got a lot of floats down there because it's shallow water. So if you do happen to get a fish on or a lure tangled in a pot float, if you have to cut a rope, safety reasons, tie it back on. Don't just cut it and let it float off, because I have heard of a few cray pots being cut and just thrown over the side. So one of these cray pots worth $300 to a professional. So it's just not the done thing. If you do tangle a pot, by all means cut it if you have to, but tie the float back on.
Mm.
But the bottom fishing out there has been very good as well. Plenty of shark, gummies and schoolies. The normal bottom fish, terakee, flathead, knife jaw, around 100 metres back into 60. And those that have gone out to the shelf, yeah, plenty of harpooker. I've seen photos of harpooker to 20-odd kilo. So the offshore fishing scene has been very, very good. Garfish galore last weekend. Livingston's probably the hot spot. A couple of lads fished both Saturday and Sunday and caught some thumping garfish. I heard the waders have been doing quite well as well. So if you've got a pair of waders and a shoulder bag, the western end of Livingston's, just over the shallow reefy sort of ribbon weed areas, you'll definitely get a feed out there. Still plenty of squid spread out a little bit now. I've heard of some good ones at Livingston's and some reasonable squid off the jetty at Port McDonald of an evening. Good numbers of tommies down there as well. And salmon, still plenty of salmon. Beachfoot salmon hole's always been the hot spot. Plenty of small fish, but I've seen fish to 2.5 kilo, a little bit over 5 pounds through Canunda, Giltwood Beach through to number 2 rocks. And the Glenelg River, as I said earlier, the Mulloway sort of seemed to have spread and probably up around Sandy Waterhole being the hot spot. Estuary perch, some lovely fish under the bridge at night around the lights. But in the daytime, up around Wilson's Hall and higher, just fishing the snags, they've been doing very well. And brim spread all the way through. So the Glenelg River, if the weather does turn nasty Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, always a great spot to wet a line. The Donovan's Landing's been fishing really well. I've heard of Mulloway, perch, brim, everything. It's been a bit of a mecca to the land-based fisher of late. So all in all, there's something for everyone, Ewan.
Craig, it is always good to talk about what's going on fishing-wise across the Limestone Coast. We'll do it all again next week in the lead-up to Chrissy. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Good on you, Ewan. See you next week, mate.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. After the Arias last night, I'm going to continue the musical feel today. It seems that Mount Gambier Muso Matt James is going to be lucky enough. He's made it into the top 10 of the Toyota Star Makers. It's part of the 40th year of the Tamworth Country Music Comp. And it's great news to think that another South Aussie and another local to the Limestone Coast, or ex-local, is doing big things in the world of music. Huge congratulations to him. Hope he does well with the Toyota Star Maker Award. That would be absolutely sensational as well.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M Summer Beach House.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. We don't do ordinary.
Now on 963 Triple M, we've been talking about it all week, the chance for Triple M Club members to go on holiday. A family holiday for four to the Gold Coast, staying at the Triple M Summer Beach House. I would love to go. We're going to hook you up with all the flights you need. We're going to give you 5 nights accommodation. We're going to throw in spending money, $1,000 cold hard cash. We've got passes to Dreamworld. We've got $500 to fill the fridge for the week as well. Head to triplem.com.au now. Make sure you join. And if you're a club member already, look out for the email that we would have sent you during the course of the week to get you involved. Triple M Summer Beach House. We would like to send you there. It is all thanks to the brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. They don't do ordinary. And you can find out all the details online this morning at triplem.com.au. Imagine spending a couple of days on the Gold Coast in the lead up to Chrissy. Ah, sensational.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It has been an absolutely sensational 24 hours for the Limestone Coast at the ARIA Awards last night. Ex-local Casey Chambers inducted into the Hall of Fame. And our very own school teacher from Grant High School, Scott Maxwell, picking up the School Teacher of the Year. He's on the line. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Mate, what was it like? Tell me all about it.
What a night. It is like everything just completely blew me away, from walking down the red carpet to having the paparazzi take, you know, we're talking, you know, 50, 60 camera people just taking, maybe even more, just taking all these photos and then getting interviews with all these online the sort of streaming events for the red carpet, and then, you know, it was, and then moving up into, there was a cocktail party where I was presented the award, and I got to do a speech, and that was just before the actual awards. Went down to the awards. Wow, all the performances just blew me away. It was amazing. It was just such an amazing night, and yeah, so well put together.
Have you ever been to anything like the ARIAs before, mate?
No, not even close. There is nothing. I'm, you know, 100% sure that there is nothing in the world like the ARIAs.
Now, mate, I got to ask. You were obviously flown to Sydney yesterday, and all that wild weather. Did you know that you were up to win before you got to Sydney?
Yeah, I think due to logistics and everything like that, you're told. I was already told that I was going to be the winner. It was all very, very hush hush. I was a nominee until I was actually handed the award and it was announced. So I actually flew up on Tuesday, and because the connecting flight just wouldn't get me into Sydney on time, so I was able to bring my wife, and she was able to share the experience with me. So that was really, really cool because, yeah, she'd never experienced anything like that before either.
What was it like whispering in her ear that you'd won?
Oh, you know, I knew I'd be a contender just because of the support I was getting from the community. And it was really, really outstanding. I couldn't go anywhere without someone coming up to me and saying, "Hey, man, we voted for you today." You know, I think we were both expecting it in a little way. But of course, she was absolutely stoked for me. And yeah, we had to keep it on the down low. So yeah, now it's out there.
Scott, I got to say, congratulations. It is sensational news that you've picked up an ARIA. I'm sure the kids are going to go absolutely wild, and everybody at school. Congratulations. I hope it's a wonderful couple of days for you as it all sinks in.
Yeah, thanks, you, and cheers, mate.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Now, speaking of the shopping spree, tomorrow I'm going to be down at the Cave Gardens at the main corner, and I'll be broadcasting live between 12 and 3. And with the help of a host of businesses from across the Limestone Coast, I have a whole heap of goodies to be given away. So make sure you come down and say good day tomorrow, and make sure you listen out on how you can possibly get your hands on some great stuff in the lead up to Christmas. Now on 963 Triple M, time to find out what's making local news with Karcher.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, music teacher Scott Maxwell has been voted the 2018 ARIA Music Teacher of the Year. The Salvation Army has put out the call for more funds to be allocated for drug addiction support services in communities like ours. Market research company Market Solutions have begun distributing postal surveys for feedback on the proposed community and recreation hub. And a number of Limestone Coast teachers will be walking off the job for industrial action. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now on 963 Triple M, if you missed my chat with Scott Maxwell a few moments ago, it's all online at triplem.com.au. Just go to the catch-up page and... Well, I think Scott's phone has just run off the hook for the last 12 hours or so. He's got so much catching up to do.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. If I walked up to you in the street and gave you $500, would you say no to it? So what I'm going to do tomorrow, well, almost. I'm not going to walk up to you in the street and give you $500. I am going to make a call. And tomorrow, if someone is lucky enough to answer their phone, I am going to tell them that I am going to put $500 into their bank account, and they are going to get the surprise of their life in the lead up to Chrissy. It is our Christmas call, and it's happening each and every week in the lead up to Christmas. Tomorrow is the first call. It is all thanks to the team at the Federal Hotel, Mount Gambier Telstra, the Marketplace Gourmet Meats, Henry Post Jewellers, Sassy Gift Home Living, The Distributors, McCourt's Garden Centre, Arena Sports Store, Atwood Shoes, Anvil Electronics, She's Apples, Cocky's Auto Pro, and a host of other businesses from right the way across the Limestone Coast. And a big thank you to all of them, because we wouldn't be able to do this without their support. $500, cold hard cash, tomorrow it's on the line. If you would like the chance to win it, what you need to do is head to triplem.com.au. /limestonecoast. You want to go to our win page. All the details are there on how you might be a winner. 23 after 8, checking the pages of the Border Watch today. There's calls again for a marine rescue in the Limestone Coast after a struck-in yacht off the coast of Port Macdonald. It's reignited the push for the Marine Emergency Rescue Service. When it comes to the Southeastern Times, they're talking all about Nick McBride today and the fact that there were interesting scenes in Parliament during the course of the week. MacKillop MP Nick McBride has crossed the floor in a rare move after arguing the Liberal Party's Mining Act failed to address the imbalance between farmers and industry. These are some of the things that you can read about in the pages of the paper today. It's
Ewan Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Scott Maxwell has literally just posted a pic onto his Facebook page with the ARIA Award. Just shared it online if you'd like to check it out this morning. What a way to start the day in Sydney. Now, on 963 Triple M this morning, Luke and Hugh Fernane were talking all about what was making news across Australia this morning. And one of the things that's making news is Dick Smith. He is looking at maybe running for federal politics. Now, Dick was lucky enough to catch up with Luke this morning. And among many other things, he's quoted as saying that he was frustrated. Both parties do nothing for us. He's frustrated for our young people. He reckons that we need to do more when it comes to population planning. He's concerned for the future of his grandchildren. He reckons if we end up with 100 million people in Australia, which is the way that we're headed, that we're going to have too many poor people in our country. And he thinks we need to pull back migration by, 270,000 people per annum. He reckons if he does do a tilt at federal politics, he's going to give it a year. And if he's not able to create a change that he's after, then he reckons he's going to quit and create a by-election, which is not necessarily the right way to put your hand up for federal politics, but at least he's going to have a crack. At least that's what he reckons so far.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
963 Triple M. We've got a brand new mayor for the city of Mount Gambier. Big shout out to Lynette Martin this morning. Lynette used to be the head of the Chamber of Commerce, but there is a brand new interim head. She is on the line right now. Biddy, congratulations on the brand new role. It's not a role that you have not had any experience in, though, because you've had a huge amount of work with the Chamber over the course of a number of years, from what I understand.
Yeah, I've been hopefully a contributing board member for some time. My records say about 4 years, so they're probably a bit sketchy. But yeah, and I mean, I have to say there's an incredibly supportive and group of other board members as well that have been putting in probably a lot longer than me. But yeah, it's a bit of an honour, and I've certainly got some big shoes to fill.
So tell me all about the Chamber and what you guys hope to achieve for businesses across the city of Mount Gambier.
Yeah, I guess probably one of the messages I'd like to send, certainly to our membership, which is quite diverse across the Mount Gambier district, is that we have a strategic plan, and this is part of the succession plan that we had in place if and when Lynette was to leave or become mayor. So as a group, we sat down and worked through what that could look like and came up with a plan B. And really, it's essentially an interim role until our AGM. That's abiding by our constitution. But in the meantime, we've got a strategic plan that we are bubbling away in the background and implementing as best we can, and given that we are a volunteer organisation.
Biddy, how are businesses looking in the Limestone Coast? I mean, we've just come off the back of the Business Awards, which were sensational. But what's business like in the lead up to Christmas?
Yeah, it's. I think there's varied responses. It's such a tricky time for businesses, in particular probably retail businesses, because 6 or 8 months ago they were out purchasing items for potentially what people may want to buy at Christmas time. So they are, I guess, hesitant and sort of anticipating a good Christmas. It's hard to call it this side of Christmas. And so, because our membership is so diverse, it's hard to kind of give a really simple answer on that. I believe, and from what we've heard anecdotally around the district, is that business is good. The city is certainly thriving. We know our tourism numbers are on the lift, and that's helping build the visitor economy side of things. So And the, I think the other important factor about Christmas and Mount Gambier, or sort of that retail and service hub that we have, is that Mount Gambier does service a lot more than just the Mount Gambier residents and surrounds. It actually is a lot broader, and it's probably around the 75,000 population that we actually service as a community. And that includes our medical and our financial services. We've got all of those, slash retailer services in our vehicles and trucks right across the area. And then there's, of course, our counselling services as well. So there's a real hub environment in Mount Gambier itself, and we rely on that broader population to really build our economy.
Biddy, one of the things that's taking place, kicking off from this morning, the three-day Mount Gambier Christmas shopping spree is on. We've got a number of businesses that are involved with it, and it's a prime opportunity to, I suppose, reinforce to people the need to shop local in our communities, not only in the Blue Lake City, but across the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, and I think it's an interesting one, because it's very easy for us to all say, let's shop local, but it actually is another thing to do that. Mm. And it isn't necessarily just about retail. It's about all of those services that we have just talked about that we need to support locally, because they employ people, they put on apprentices, they have trainees. They kind of take a leap of faith. This is the employers or the business owners take leaps of faith to put on and employ people and provide career pathways for people at any age of their career. And we need to support that, because that's what helps our economy keep spinning.
And Biddy, one of the other things that I know so many businesses across the Limestone Coast do is help out charities and community groups and sporting clubs. I mean, without the support of local businesses, all these local organisations are threatened as well.
Absolutely. And I, the Mount Gambier business community need to be absolutely congratulated in terms of their ongoing and resilient nature of charity work and donations and always giving, making sure that they're looking out for those less fortunate or for those that are in need. And I know at the Outstanding Business Awards, one of the award winners made a really touching speech around that it's great to be standing in a room like this, glitzy and glammy, but let's make sure we always remember every pocket of our community. And I think, his words were very well received in the room, and it certainly is how we feel as a chamber. Each year we do make a contribution to our charity. We meet next Monday night to decide what that would look like for this particular Christmas period. So, yeah, we do have a very, very generous business community that does support those charities and for those that are in need.
Biddy, I cannot wait to talk more about the great things that the Chamber of Commerce does here in the Blue Lake City. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, and congratulations on the new role.
Oh, thank you, Ewan. It's a pleasure.
On 963 Triple M, Mount Gambier is on sale. The three-day shopping spree starts today. We are going to be broadcasting live from the main corner tomorrow from 12 till 3. Make sure you join me. There's going to be a whole host of really cool things that I am going to be giving away in the lead-up to Christmas, so make sure you don't miss out on it.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M, I've got to run. Tomorrow is going to be an absolutely huge day. I'm going to give away $500 cold hard cash. Will you be the winner? Jump online to triplem.com.au to find out how you can maybe score it. Don't forget, guys, back this afternoon. Ray Hadley's in a moment. Have a great day.